We continue our learning of the Nishmas David Bemanachmish and Mecham Yaakov Bebenechos Eliyahu and Kalim Berachav Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Shalosh Arevo Seim. There are three types of troughs. Areva Mishnei Log Va'ad Tisha Kabin Shenizdika Tamea Midra. So, of course, we know the first category is the Kli, the Areva, that is going to be Tamei Medrus, and it means has Tumas Medrus, and all the types of Tuma as well. This is an Areva trough that holds between 2 log and 9 kav. We know 6 kav equal a saw, 24 log equal a saw as well, so it's 4 log equal a kav. So when we have between 2 log and 9 kav, if Nistaka, if it now has a crack, it's Tamei Medrus. Before it has a crack, so it's not Tamei Midras, because people wouldn't lie on it. People would say, Amod v'naseh melachtenu. We have to use the trough for kneading, or maybe doing laundry. But once it has a crack, so if it's a hold between 2 and 9 log, so with Tamei Midras, people will now use this to recline upon. If, however, it holds more, we may remember because we did this a couple of prakim ago. If it holds less than 2 log, then it's so small people can't even lie on it, and people don't sit on it. And if it holds more than 9 kav, then if it's only cracked, we're going to try to fix it. So it's not tamedus either. We wouldn't allow people to lie on it because we're going to fix it. We can use it for kneading. So that's the first category, an areva that's tamei tamei medrus. Shlema, if it's complete, tamei tamei meis. Why is tamei meis and not tamei medrus? Because it's a shalem, then people are going to say, no one's going to lie in it. It's tamei tamei meis, it's tamei tamei sheretz, tamei nevela, all the types of tumas maga that we know of. That's when it's shlema, that's when it's complete. It's a areva, whatever material it's made out of wood. And it has a receptacle, so of course it's going to be tamei, the classic tuma. V'haba b'amida, and if it's an areva, a large wooden trough, that's b'amida. We've had this many times. B'amida, it holds 40 lach, 40 volume of 40 sa'a of liquid, or 60 sa'a of solid. So that is something that's too large. It's to move around when it's full, and therefore it can be compared to a sack, to the sackcloth of goat's hair that the Torah speaks about, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. It's not metaltel malevarekan. It's made to be stationary, and therefore tahora miklum. We go to the Aruch HaShulchan to tell us what's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Shouldn't we know this already? So he says, there's a chiddush here. There's a novelty. Rabbi Meir raised Perek Tezvav. If you look in the beginning of the 15th Perek, Rabbi Meir disagreed with this. Arevas balabayis mikabelas tuma afkshi b'amida. He held that an areva trough of a balabayis is mikabel tuma even if it is b'amida. It's very large. It holds 40 saw. Mishum digam meleim darkon lehitaltel kamvarsham. He explained, he held that even when they're full, they are moved. You may have to hold a rope to pull them, to drag them, but they move from place to place. These are revos. Even if it's full, there are things inside, according to Rabbi Meir. The kamashvel, and that's why we need the Mishnah to tell us we don't follow Rabbi Meir. Dein okay, and it's not true. Then I'm a kabel tuma on if they are. If they are bam mida, they're so large that we normally keep them stationary because they hold 40 saw balach or 60 saw be yavesh if it's solid. Perek chavdal and mishnah dalad shalosh tevosein. There are three boxes, three chests made out of wood. Teva shepischa mitzida tmei midras. This should be familiar. If you have a box's wooden bin and the opening is on the side, so it's opening on the side, so sitting on the top wouldn't interfere with its regular use. So therefore, it's Tamei Medrus. People will sit on. No one's going to say when you sit on the top, Amod v'naseh melachtenu, because you can put things in and out from the side. Milamalan, if the opening is on top, then Tamei Medrus. Then it's not Tamei Medrus, but it is Tamei Medrus. It has its wood. It has a receptacle. There's an inside to it. So therefore, it's Mekabel Tuma. Tumas Medrus, it does not, because if you're sitting on the top, we tell you to get up. V'habav amida, and if you have this teva that's so large, that was Baba Meidid, holds 40 saw of liquid, Tahora Miklum, then it's not Mekabel Tuma at all. So we go to the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid to tell us what the Chiddush here is. He says, V'im Nomar, So the Orach HaShulchan makes an interesting point. The Mishnah said at the end, if you have this teva that is Baba Midah, holds 40 saw, so then it's kept stationary, it's not like a sock, it's Tahor Miklum. The question is that going on both statements, both tevos, both wooden chests that the Mishnah is speaking about? The one, because the first case was where the opening was on the side, where we say it's Tamei Medrash, because you could sit on the top. The second one was an opening on the top. Is this halacha, that it's Bava Midas, Tahora Miklum, is that going on both? That's referring to the first Teva and the second Teva? So says the HaShulchan, if you're telling me that if it holds 40 saw, that applies to not only where the cover is on the top, which is the middle case, but where the cover is, meaning it's not really a cover, where the opening is on the side, yesh, bekan, ribusa, gadola. This is a big chiddush. What's the novelty? The afak avdi le'inyan tumas midris, ein chiluk bein pachos mimemsa liyos memsa, kida amrina bebechoros, on daf lam and chesem ar aleph, de medrasos lo iskashula sak. So here's a very interesting point. When it comes to this halacha, that if something is able to hold 40 saw, oh, it's stationary, it's not compared to, it can't be compared to a sackcloth, it's not mekabel tumah, that applies to the regular tumas maga, tumas sheretz, tumas nevela, tumas mace, that does not apply to tumas midras. If something people normally sit on, it's going to be mekabel tumas midras, even if it's something that if you filled it up, people wouldn't move around. It doesn't matter. So it's stationary. It's still mekabel tumas medrash. Maybe not the other types of tumah, but tumas medrash, it is mekabel. The medrashos lo is kashul asak, because there is no hekesh comparison between sackcloth and tumas medrash. Umikoma, if that's the case, so to tell me that when it's open, the opening is on the side and you can sit on it, to tell me that even so, if it holds 40 saw, it's not mekabel tumah, that's a big chiddush. Umikoma kom kan tahor. Why then would it be tahor? If you're telling me that the laws of, if it's tamei midras only, if we're speaking about something you can sit on, then it doesn't matter how much it holds, that you wouldn't be able to carry it when it's full. Kevan di karo lo lemedras, I'll tell you why. Since its primary purpose is not for sitting, so the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that it's not going to be mekabel tumah when it holds such a volume. Because why? That shouldn't matter for tumas medras. That's true, it shouldn't, but since this chest is not made to be sitting on, that's not its primary use. Its primary use is to put things inside. Therefore, the exception to the rule of tumah that applies to when something holds 40 saw will apply to this chest, even though the opening is on the side, and it can be used as a secondary purpose for tumas midras, for sitting.